Good morning.
I was surprised to find out that cold and snow are responsible for more injuries and deaths than tornadoes and flash floods.
Absolutely. And you know what? It's mainly in situations where there's we're driving too fast for the conditions, and we get a series of traffic accidents and that type of thing. So I think this is always that time of year where it's just before the first snow or just as the first snow hits, and we all of a sudden realize, oh, that's the way I'm supposed to drive on winter weather, on winter roads.
Maybe this is anecdotal, but it does seem that way. It does seem to take one snowfall, one slippery driving day for people to adjust and become winter drivers.
Absolutely. That first snow is always, I think, is one of the more difficult ones. So this is the time to kind of think about that and to make sure that you're prepared. So getting an emergency kit in your car is so critical. Having some a few tools in your car would be such a great help. A little bit of water, some food, an emergency blanket, something to kind of keep you warm, keep you sustained until help arrives.
There are two good reasons I can think of to winterize your home. One is to save money, and everybody's looking to do that these days. And the other reason is the danger of carbon monoxide.
Absolutely. Carbon monoxide is just a silent killer. You can't see it. You can't touch it. You can't smell it. It's just, it'll strike without warning, right? So having a CO detector in your home, so important. I'm noticing around a lot of stores around the state right now are having them on sale. So this is a great time to buy one if you don't have one, and to make sure that if you do have one, it's up to working standards. Most of them just plug into your wall and have a battery backup. So might be a good idea to kind of change out that battery, make sure it's good to go for the winter here.
And no sooner is Wisconsin Winter Awareness Week declared than we have some winter weather forecast, and things could get dicey in northern Wisconsin this week.
Right, absolutely. We just got off the phone with the National Weather Service. They're predicting a potential of 2 to 4 inches, especially north and western Wisconsin, from La Crosse up to Wausau. If you draw a line kind of continuing out to the northeast, that upper half of the state is looking at our first big snowfall of the year here. So, this is the time to get ready, and not when the snow hits and all of a sudden you're scrambling to, get the stuff ready. This is a good time to get prepared.
Where can people find out more?
Going to our website, readywisconsin.wi.gov is the full web address. But again, if you just Google us at Ready Wisconsin, you'll find the information there.
Todd Pritchard, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Terry.